In other news, a monitoring team has been constituted to carry out sensitization against gender-based violence in the three districts of Moyo, Yumbe and Koboko as construction of the 103-kilometer road progresses.
In ensuring conducive environment in the areas of gender-based violence, sexual exploitation abuse, sexual harassment and violence against children along the Moyo-Yumbe-Koboko Road project, a team has been set to always monitor and carry awareness in the communities on such cases. Chandiru Bitwes, the GBV community educator under the Ministry of Works and Transport, says in order not to leave damage behind after the road construction, a team has been formed to carry community awareness in the three districts benefiting from the project.
We always have this community awareness. We do it in Moyo, Koboko and Yumbe. Do it like in a partnership with the other nominated service providers. For us city, we always make sure in a month we make it every district at least one. And also couple with other nominated service providers like HIV AIDS. We also organize and then we go in a consortium. Also together with the contractor. We don't move alone.
Florence Awado, another community educator, says the project was given to this region by the World Bank with very restrictive measures on areas of gender-based violence not to bring harm to the community.
Because once this project is here, it is not supposed to come and bring harm on the community. It's supposed to come and improve on their livelihood and economy. So that is why you see GBV issues is very crucial. It's a very sensitive thematic areas in this project. So as city, we cannot manage alone. Gender-based violence is a collective responsibility for all the stakeholders in this project, both the contractor, the consultant, the district. In fact, everybody, we work jointly. Sure, we minimize. We cannot say we are doing away with it. We mitigate and minimize.
The team also carries the same awareness in schools, both primary and secondary, as they operate 2 kilometers both sides of the road. Samson Ganiko for Radio Parts News.